So, how are we today? Now there's a question for you, because it has so many different connotations. And let's face it, many of us have an extremely busy life, whether it's work, family, friends, social life. Does it burn us out? Can it have a negative effect on our lives if we don't sit back, take stock, and even look for a bit of support and guidance in the path that our life is going to take? Well, Change Your World events are there to help you perhaps reflect on your own life, give some advice as well. And to tell us more, we have with us founder Susie Beaumont.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about Change Your World in a moment, but tell me a little bit about you first of all.
Well, where can I start? I have had a very varied, mixed life. And I suppose my story really started about 10 years ago, doing really well, successful in my job. And to the rest of the world, I suppose, it looked like I had everything. I had a nice house, nice car, good social life, good friends. All looked rosy on the outside. But in the background, what was really happening was I was overweight, I was in debt, I was in a miserable relationship, really deeply unhappy. And the only thing really going well for me was my job. And I met a life coach and, you know, I was asking him lots of questions about it. And he just said, well, simply it's helping people to reach their potential and take them from where they are now to where they want to be and live the life they really want to live. And then he just very bluntly uttered the words, you could do with some life coaching. And I was like, how very dare you? But that was the start of a journey of transformation and turning my life around.
I'm sure many people can probably empathise or recognise the picture you paint. The tangible things, the car, the house, the relationship, the job as well, you know, not so tangible things there, but the things that people think make a successful life and a happy life. But that wasn't the case on the inside.
It absolutely wasn't. And, you know, I was doing all the things that I thought was expected of me of society and just, you know, the things that you do. You leave school, you get a job, you work 9 to 5 or sometimes longer than that. You go out at the weekends. And I just kind of got to this point of just thinking, wow, is this it? And I just was genuinely unhappy. So which is why, you know, it took me about 3-4 months before I picked up the phone to Alistair, the life coach, and eventually said, I think I need to come and see you, because there was another kind of crunch point, another argument with my partner, and had a moment where we'd been arguing about something, and I thought, wow, I was in the same position this time last year, and I vowed I wouldn't be. And I realised I wasn't doing anything different to try and change it. You know, I was just hoping for different results, but I wasn't doing anything different. So I eventually started the process and started seeing Alistair for some life coaching sessions.
Now, when you say life coach, again, I mean, I think when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, that's one of these 21st century first world things. You know, you can't cope because you've broken a nail or the washing machine's broken down. I need a life coach to sort me out because I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
But it's not as blunt as that, is it?
A good life coach is just somebody that will ask you the correct questions for you to find the solutions to create the life that you want, to start looking at the areas in your life that are not quite working for you, things that are not serving you, and they're a good sounding board. So they don't give you the answers. That's there for you to work out yourself, but they have to be an excellent listener and reflect back what you're saying to them, because sometimes you don't even realise the own dialogue that you're having with yourself. So that's what happened. And I started seeing Alistair, you know, started seeing him for a year and immediately started to see changes, became aware of the kind of negative self-talk that I had and limiting beliefs that I had. So I started to address that. However, a massive, massive bombshell was to hit me a year later, and I genuinely wouldn't have got through any of those challenges had it not been for the skills that I'd learned through personal development and the support from my life coach.
Many of our listeners will have a visual impairment, maybe blind or partially sighted, they may be losing their sight. And it sounds as if, you know, not exactly the same things, but they could be going through similar issues in life. You know, life's maybe spiraling downwards, they can't see a way out. And I think part of it as well is perhaps the first hurdle is actually making the decision to speak to someone.
When I reached out to Alistair for my first life coaching session, I felt like an absolute failure, because I was looking at all my friends who all seemed to have great lives, and I was thinking, you know, they all seemed happy, and I was thinking, why am I such a loser that I need a life coach? Why can't I fix this myself? Why are they all sorted and happy? But I realise now on reflection, you know, it takes great courage to actually go, do you know what? I'm not happy with the way things are, and I need to address this, and I need some support. I mean, you can do it yourself, but it's greater benefit if you can get somebody to help you and support you. And it also needs to be, I think, somebody that's not emotionally involved. I've got great friends, family round about me, but they were emotionally involved, and sometimes they didn't always give me the honest feedback. It just takes all that away if you go to somebody that's completely devoid of any emotion or attachment to you.
Is that a fine line to tread, though, for someone who does life coaching, because you're trying to be as impartial as possible, but you're trying to be direct with the perhaps the advice that you're giving?
Well, I think that is the key to finding a good life coach, because they will know when to intervene with the right advice or ask the question that is required to get you to work it out for yourself. I was going to say, sometimes you learn through your mistakes, but all the time you learn from your mistakes. And that's the idea of life coaching and personal development, because we only make mistakes when we push ourselves and we, you know, push our comfort zone. And it's only kind of learning through pushing the comfort zone that you start to go, well, is this working for me? Is this what I want? And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But it's a case of you win or you learn. You know, it's not a case of failure. You're just trying something and you're trying to find out, is this what I'm about? Because most of us don't actually know what we want. And if we don't know what we want and the life that we want, it's like trying to book a holiday. You don't know the destination, so you can't book the flight. So it's like, you know, so it's working out the in-between, working out where you want to go, what it actually is, what makes you happy, what brings you joy, and how to build resilience when life's challenges do come up. Because a lot of your listeners, you know, they've had to face enormous adversity with losing sight. And if you're not dealing with that, there'll be other challenges that you have to deal with. You know, relationship breakups, losing your job, health issues, all kinds of things. You all have to face something. And we've got the skills and a toolkit to use that we can dig into when these challenges hit. It allows us to respond to these challenges in a much more empowered way.
It sounds like you perhaps found the life coaching at the right time. It's obviously worked for you.
It absolutely has worked for me. I mean, I wouldn't say I was at rock bottom. I was very much just coasting along. Mm. And I could have quite happily coasted along for the rest of my life, and I might probably would have got to the end of my life and just thought, I'm so just full of regrets of things I didn't do and things I didn't say and things I didn't try. And it wouldn't have been a bad life, but would it have been the best life I could have lived? Absolutely not. I mean, what happened a year after, once I met Alistair, I suffered a succession of bereavements in my family, breaking up with my partner, having to sell the house, so divorce, bereavement. I became a carer for my other sister. She has learning disabilities. So it was just challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. And had I not had those skills and the support in place, I mean, I actually would have completely and utterly crumbled. And there was a point in my life where I just thought, I actually can't deal with this anymore. And I wanted to check out. And I mean, my nickname is Susie Sunshine. And I was thinking, when did my thought process get so low that I am contemplating ending my life because I can't take this level of pain anymore? It was a challenging, probably good 4 years. It wasn't an overnight thing where I just turned it around.
That point then where you turned it around, it's interesting hearing you talking about that, because I've spoken to people who lose their sight. You know, it could be through an accident, it could be through a crime and so on. And many of them, you know, have turned to alcohol, to drugs, they've lost friends, family, they've contemplated suicide. But they all, the ones that I've spoken to, have had this, what would you call it, a road to Damascus moment, this sort of pivotal turning point. And they've sought the correct help. What was the point where you thought, it's worked for me, I can do this for other people?
I used to be a BBC producer, and I'd met lots of people doing amazing things, and I thought, wow, I wonder what would happen if I got these people in a room together, because they're all doing amazing things trying to make a difference in the world, but they're all doing it tirelessly on their own. And I was looking for alternatives in my career because I'd been a producer for 18 years. I was looking for something different. Somebody had said to me, well, if you're looking to change your career, list all the things that you're good at, all your skill set, and list the things that you're passionate about and try and combine them. And I thought, well, I can do this. I can bring all these people together. I can put on a conference. It's the same sort of idea as producing a radio show. And that was literally the seed of an idea. And I phoned up all these speakers and I said, I don't have a name. I can't pay you. I don't have a venue, nothing. However, would you take part if this goes ahead? And to my delight, 9 amazing, incredible speakers all said yes. So I knew then, okay, we've got something here, let's start it. And, you know, put on my first event back in 2017 in Inverness and had to conquer my own fear of public speaking. I have a huge phobia. I know you probably don't believe it.
A BBC producer
here.
That can't speak.
Well, the thing is, the producers are always the ones behind the scenes, so you don't have to do the public thing. But this event, I very much had to tell my own story, and I had to tell my story of overcoming adversity and why I'm so passionate about personal development and what it can do for you, and why I'd brought all these incredible speakers together, because all of them had something amazing and inspiring to say that I knew would help others. We look at physical and mental health, relationships, spiritual health, I mean, all kinds of things to inspire individuals to make positive changes in their lives. If you continue making positive changes, it changes your immediate environment. If every single one of us were to do that, it positively changes the world in the process. So, because we all think to change the world, you've got to do something massive. And it's actually not. You just need to change yourself in a positive way, you know, reach your potential, be kinder to the people around about you, eat better, move more, think more positively, more nourishing of yourself. And it just creates a beautiful ripple effect that naturally and organically changes the world for the better.
You have these professionals, these experts taking part in the Change Your World events. When I've spoken with people as well, we encourage people who lose their sight to get help. There's all sorts of different programs they can go on. Something that comes back from them is that speaking to people who've been there, their peers who've been where they are, can sometimes be a more powerful message coming from someone who absolutely understands where they've been and can show where they can go.
Absolutely, because it's that thing of going, well, if they've done it, I can do it. And it gives you hope that you're not isolated, you're not alone. If we don't see other people doing it, it takes an enormous amount of courage and energy and confidence and self-belief to actually think that you can do it. I mean, if you see somebody else doing it, that inspires you, and you've got a model that you can copy, you know, a path that think, well, if I just do what they've done, then I can achieve this also. So, you know, that's what my events are about. We've got a mixture of personal stories. We've got experts in all different fields. We have different speakers for each event, and they're there to share their stories, inspire, but they're always relatable. It's not specific to somebody losing their sight. It will be about adversity, overcoming that challenge that you're dealing with, because the same principles do apply. Loss of anything. There's a grieving process, there's the angry process, you know, the why me, the victim process. And then there's a sense of getting to a place of acceptance. And then when you've got to that place, that's when the real magic starts, because then you can build from that and go, okay, what choices, what changes, what can I do to make the best of this situation?
The Change Your World events are on the road.
Yes.
You're out and about now.
Yeah,
they've let you loose. Tell me about some of the events you've got coming up.
So we've got one on the 8th of September at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. It's an all-day event from 9:30 till 6 p.m. We've got 7 incredible speakers. Well, 8 if you include me. Some of the speakers, so we've got Dr. David Hamilton. He is somebody that used to work in the pharmaceutical industry, making pharmaceutical drugs, you know, and he became fascinated by the placebo effect. He saw patients on drug trials who believed they were on a drug but actually getting better. And he became really fascinated by the power of the mind and how, and you know, what we can achieve if we can manage our mind more effectively. We've got Paula Maguire. She suffered debilitating social anxiety, didn't want to answer the door, didn't want to go outside, scared of everything, scared of water, scared of people, fearing what they would think of her and upsetting them. And she just thought, do you know what, if anybody's going to change this, it has to be me. And she became Paula Must Try Harder, and this was a throwback to her teachers who always said on her report cards, Paula Must Try Harder. She'd never done sport or anything because she just shied away from it and managed to avoid it all through school. So she started doing all the disciplines of the Commonwealth Games when it was in Glasgow, and she started blogging about it. And this became her way of pushing herself and her comfort zone. And now, I mean, she's done incredible things. She's wing walked, she's been an astronaut for a day, she's done nude live modelling for an art class. And she's like, well, if that's what it takes me to be uncomfortable now, I'm fine with that, you know. So really just practicing those skills. We've got Jenny Campbell from the Resilience Engine. Incredible speaker. She's going to be talking about when challenges hit, because you do need resilience, but she talks about the resilience spectrum and where you are on it depends on how you will react to a certain situation. So once you kind of become aware of this stuff, you can apply it and implement it when you know you are faced with some challenges or adversity. And you know, and life throws you all kinds of curveballs all the time. Abigail Arbanel, she is from Fully Human Psychotherapy, and she's going to be talking about relationships. And I think people are one of the most challenging things that we can probably deal with, because whether it's a romantic relationship, it's work colleagues, it's family, relationship dynamics are something that challenges each and every day. And she'll talk about why we get triggered by certain things, things in our childhood that stay with us into adulthood, and somebody who looked like your brother and you didn't get on with, you know, you can just take an instant dislike to them for just that reason, or they may sound like somebody. And it's all these kind of things that she'll be talking about. Plus, we're going to have up to 20 exhibitors, all with services to help you make changes in your life. So if you want to get fitter, you want to change your diet, you want some counselling, life coaching, there's all these services that you can tap into on the day. Lunch is included as well.
So if people would like to come along then, Susie, what do they have to do?
Well, you can go onto my Facebook page, where currently at the moment we have got a buy one, get a second ticket half price. So you can get a code. So go onto my Facebook page, Change Your World 555. You can go onto the website, changeyourworld.me, M-E, or you can send me an email, info@changeyourworld.me.
Susie, best of luck with the event, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.